Meisters, Perk Beis, Mishnah Ches. Haya Oisa B'Levosim. If, let's say, one of the workers is working the field, and the figs that he's working on are Levosim, which is a low-quality fig, not such a nice fig. Lo Yoichel B'Vnois Sheva. So he shouldn't go a different part of the field and eat the whiter figs that are much, much better figs. Because he's not working those figs, he's working the lesser-quality figs. B'Vnois Sheva. If he's working with the higher quality figs, the better figs, lo yochel b'levosim, he shouldn't work with the ones that aren't. Avo manehu es atzmo atshem yegi l'makoyim hayafos v'oichel. What he could do is if he is working a field, and in the same field that he's working, he knows that at the end of the field, let's say, those quality figs are going to be much better. So he doesn't have to take from every part that he works. Rather, if he knows that at the end there's going to be better figs, he can wait and take from those better figs. V'oichel, and eat there. Hamachlifim chavero, if let's say two people, now this is lav dafka workers, let's say two people have fig fields and figs, and one of them gets, I guess, sick and tired of eating his own figs, and says, hey, why don't we switch? I'll give you some of my figs, you give me some of yours. Zelechol v'zelechol. So both of them, let's say, have these figs that are ready to go, and he says that you eat my figs, and I'll eat your figs. Zel liktois v'zel liktois. Or one says, you should eat the figs that katsias are the ones that are spread out on the field, the Rav explains, whether to dry or it's not the gemar malacha, they're not ready to go and ready to eat. So basically he's saying is that you eat the figs that are spread out on the field and I'll eat your figs that are spread out on the field. Zel lechol v'zel liktois. Or one of them says, I'll eat the fields that are standing to eat and that are ready to go. And you'll eat the ones that are spread out in the field to dry without the Gemar Malacha. Chayev. All these cases, the Tana Kama holds that they're both Chayev and Maestros because there's a Kinyan here, there's a Mekach. And we know that a Kinyan is Koveya Maestros. And this we see is even in the case of Liktzos, where it's spread out and it's not the Gemar Malacha yet, because they're just still spread out to dry, we see that the Tana Kama holds that a kinyan is kaveh maestros, even if it's not a gemar melacha. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, hamachlif lechol chayev. It depends. If they're switching it and they're both ready to eat, then they're chayev maestros, because mekach is kaveh maestros. V'liktzois potter. However, if it was liktzois, that there was not a gemar melacha, the mekach is not kaveh by liktzois, because it's not a gemar melacha. And therefore, it's potter. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda.